All company keepers, come hear what I say. Here's a notable song, if you please, for to stay. It will learn you good counsel, be ruled by a friend. If you go to an alehouse, your money to spend, for 4 pence or 6 pence, you may spend, I do say. If you call any higher, it's all thrown away. Then Barnaby will begin to work in your head. There's many do's forget that their children want bread. Observe a good hour and lose not your time. If you meet with a friend that you needs must go drink, I desire you to take this counsel of mine. Keep wit in your noddle, in your pocket some chink. Then your wife will be pleased, your children glad, and a great deal of comfort there will to be had. But if you spend all your money and make yourself poor, then your rent will be wanting, you'll be turned out of door. To see some men when they are full of drink, what a beastly condition it is, we may think, that they hardly can know one man from another. They abuse their best friend if it be their own brother. They'll tumble with dirt, and they'll stagger with street, and affront every man and woman they meet, that when they are sober will scorn to do so, for they hardly can know their friend from their foe. For I, my own self, have been in the same way, and wasted my money by night and by day, and never did think how my children was served, till neighbors did say that they almost were starved. If my wife chanced to say that anything she did lack, I would call her base whore and be sure pay her back. That was the best comfort I could her afford. Then I out to the alehouse and spent like a lord. I sold all my goods and I wasted my store, and at the long run I was grown very poor. 150 good pounds I have spent. As long as any was left, I could not be content. My hostess, she would be so merry with me, when I called for liquor and paid for two free, and with slapping and kissing she pleased me to life. Thus I, like a villain, did wrong my poor wife. At last I considered and did think in my mind, how to my own family I had been too unkind, which troubles my conscience to think on the same, that with drinking and swilling I was much to blame. My children was bare, and hard they did fare, and I of their misery never took care. But now I'll begin for to live a new life, and take pains to maintain both my children and wife. For I to the alehouse have been too kind, which to my undoing I plainly do find. My poor little children are fallen into want, which grieves me to see them full sore. I repent that I had such fortune for to be so led with drunken companions, which cause me be bad. But he runs a long race that ne'er has an end. I make much of my money that God does me send. I'll be careful of my children, and make much of my wife, and provide meat and drink for to preserve their life. That little that's left, I hope to make it more, with taking of pains and with working full sore. And alewives go hang themselves with what they have got. No more of my money shall fall to their lot. I have sowed my wild oats, and I will have a care of drunken companions that made me so bare. It is a brave thing when a winter comes cold to have something in store with that a man may be bold. Either landmen or seamen, whatever they be, all young men consider be ruled by me. For hostesses and tap houses will fill you no beer no longer than your money holds out, you may swear. For I my own self now do find it too true, which makes me to speak for what I spent I do rue. Since I took a good course and forsaken the bad, with my wife and my children there's enough to be had. But while I kept drinking and losing my time, all my whole household was ready to pine. But it is a long day that ne'er has an end. Therefore, all good fellows, be ruled by a friend. Keep money in your pockets and good clothes on your back. Drink to do yourselves good, but take heed of a crack. Now in the conclusion, that man is well blessed that lives sober and quietly and forgoes drunkenness. He never will be out of reason with his wife. If God give him a blessing, he's free from all strife. It is a brave thing if a man do take pains. If he worked ne'er so hard, if he bring home the gains. Therefore, take this counsel, I pray you, of mine. It's a penny well bestowed, he that takes up in time.